This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado hunters will get an opportunity to kill wild bison if the animals are causing trouble in the state. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
There aren't any wild bison living permanently in the state, but a new law gives Colorado Parks and Wildlife the authority to manage any that wander over from neighboring states. As part of that, CPW is giving hunters the chance to help if bison start causing damage to private property or agriculture. Hunters can join a lottery for the chance to be granted a special license if CPW determines a bison needs to be removed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A ban on flavored tobacco products in Denver is now in effect. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
By a 70% to 30% margin, Denver voters in November passed a measure to keep a ban on flavored tobacco approved by the city council in 2024. The health department can begin issuing fines and suspensions to retailers caught selling flavored tobacco products. Tobacco program manager Ted Montoya says it'll integrate enforcement into its existing tobacco program.
Our goal is to visit every retailer in the city and county of Denver 2 to 4 times a year, and we consistently make those targets.
A first violation can bring a $1,000 fine. A fourth violation could mean a $5,000 fine and a 1-year suspension of their tobacco sales license. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver this weekend, expect sunny skies and temps in the mid to upper 60s with a fire weather watch on Sunday afternoon. In Colorado Springs, sunny and 58 on Saturday, 67 and sunny on Sunday. This is CPR News in KRCC.